there's a lot more students than Zach at home. We only have like 180, I believe, and West have like 2,000 students.
Now that 180, are you going all the way down to kindergarten for that?
Yes.
Renee Guzikuk's first day observation about life at Anchorage's West High School was echoed by classmate Janelle Putaguluk.
The hallways are like really scary because there's a lot of people.
The five Shishmaref students and their teacher, Angie Alston, are visiting Anchorage and West High under the Rose Urban Rural Exchange and its sister school program. Monday evening, the Shishmaref and West High students had just emerged from the Anchorage School Board meeting, where Superintendent Carol Como had introduced them to the board. This particular exchange, at least the Anchorage end of it, came about after West High teacher Mandy Morrell participated last summer in the Tlingit Cultural Camp at CAKE through the Rose Urban Rural Teacher Exchange. That experience made Morrell want her students to also learn about village life.
I teach digital photography at West High School. This is our first group of Photography 2 students. We had them all apply. We're doing it as part of a cultural ambassadorship as well as study in art and photography.
Shishmaref's Alston says much of the first part of the week emphasizes experiencing a big city school.
They get to go to classes and eat dinner with their families and attend sport practices and everything just to see what life is like in urban Alaska.
Apparently, the urban students did a pretty good job guiding their village counterparts. By the end of Tuesday, Renee's blog on the Rose Urban Rural Exchange website described a day consisting of classes, a tour of the Alaska Native Medical Center campus, dinner with her host family, a West High hockey game, and a three-school band concert. Tuesday was great, she concluded, with 3! In her blog, Janelle's day was awesome. It appears the exchange has also taught the West High students a bit more about Anchorage. Davide Pine is himself an exchange student from Italy.
I think it's nice what we did on Saturday, that we bring them to the port, and I've never been there before too. Kind of nice to watch it together with exchange students.
In April, the 5 West High students go to Shishmaref. During their stay in the Northwest Alaska village on the west coast of the Seward Peninsula, they'll immerse themselves in village life. Sophie Wheatcomb Brown is eager for the hands-on experience.
They told us they'd teach us how to make cuss bucks and maybe carve some rings out of ivory, and so I'm really excited for the arts and crafts part of it. I think that'll be really cool.
Meanwhile, Shishmaref student Henry Jones is planning a taste treat for the Anchorage visitors.
My dad's caribou soup. It's really good.
Morrell says the cultural exchange won't end when the Anchorage students head back home.
We're actually going to culminate in a show in May, a First Friday show at the Tudor Kalati Brothers. So we're going to exhibit sort of through the eyes from Shishmaref students and through the eyes from West students. That'll be coming in May.
The Rose Urban Rural Exchange has arranged these cross-cultural sister school visits since 2000. Its website indicates almost 36 such exchanges are occurring this semester throughout the state. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.